January 24th, 1901. Louisa asks Jesus the reason for his privation. Jesus explains it. Having spent the past days in silence, and sometimes also without my adorable Jesus, this morning, as he came, I lamented to him, saying, "Lord, how is it that you do not come? How things have changed! It shows that it is either for the chastisement of my sins that you deprive me of your lovable presence, or because you no longer want me in this state of victim. Oh, please, I beg you, let me know your will. If I could not oppose it when you wanted the sacrifice from me, much less can I do it now that, finding me no longer worthy of being victim, you want to take me out of it." And Jesus, interrupting my speaking, told me, "My daughter, by having made myself victim for mankind, taken upon myself all the weaknesses, the miseries, and everything that man deserved before the divinity, I represent the head of all. And since I am the head before the divinity, the human nature finds in me a most powerful shield that defends it, protects it, excuses it, and intercedes for it. Now, since you are in the state of victim, you come to represent for me the head of the present generation. Therefore, having to send some chastisement for the good of the peoples, and to call them back to me, if I came to you as usual, by just showing myself to you, I already feel relieved. My pains are mitigated. And it happens to me as to someone who feels a strong pain and screams because of the spasm. If his pain ceased, he would no longer feel like screaming and sending out laments. The same happens to me. As my pains are mitigated, naturally, I no longer feel like sending that chastisement. You then, also naturally, in seeing me, try to spare me, and to take the pains of others upon yourself. You cannot help doing your office of victim before my presence. And if you did not do so, which can never be, I would be displeased with you. Here's the cause of my privation. It is not because I want to punish your sins. I have other ways to purge you. However, I will repay you. On the days I come, I will double my visits. Aren't you happy?" And I, "No, Lord, I want you always. Whatever the cause might be, I do not surrender to remaining a single day without you." While I was saying this, Jesus disappeared, and I returned inside myself.